Fuck fucking Mugly did a 9-month resub and says, what up, Philly? I'm enjoyed the interview with the quarter. I'm glad you did it after the Drunken Peasants podcast fell through. Nothing fell through. I never agreed to a podcast with them to begin with, and they couldn't convince me that the podcast was going to be a safe environment where it wasn't going to be just constant attacking, harassment, and trolling. They wanted to do it on their live stream on YouTube, and I told them, will there be sufficient moderation? Will there be this? And they couldn't assure me of any of that. And I've heard from other people that essentially their podcast becomes a place where everyone just hates on the person who's a guest if people don't like them. So I said, fuck that, I'm not wasting my time with it. This guy, the quartering, seemed like someone who, number one, was being an objective third party, and number two, someone who wanted to do it in an offline capacity, so that way it would just be him and me talking, it would be a fair interview, and that's why I did it. Completely different situation. And by the way, you know, suffice it to say, because I didn't go on the Drunken Peasants, they got pissed at me and apparently have been making fun of me ever since, which is hilarious, because here's someone who you're supposed to respect as a guest. They had legitimate concerns of why they didn't want to come on your show, because your show doesn't seem like a very safe environment, and then you just talk shit about them for months, so.
Fun.
It shows the maturity level of those assholes, and the fact that I wasn't on the show was a very good thing. No, the quartering did not pay me, despite the fucking conspiracy theories of these fucking morons. He didn't pay me to be on the show. But people just like to make shit up. I love that. Even someone who's a third party, who has nothing to do with me, make up stuff. Like, oh, he paid me to be on the show and stuff. You guys are fucking assholes. All right, Tender Leaf. Who's this?